Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The former actor who played Superman is officially joining ICE, he announces, and deportations are on the rise as Democrats freak out because they're losing all their voters back to their home countries. I'm going to get into all the incredible numbers from the Trump admin, but first, Dean Cain, he was Superman back in the 90s, just put out this video on X saying that he is going to be joining ICE. He's not a spokesman, he is literally going to be on the ground doing the arrest. It is pretty legendary. Take a look.
Everybody, Dean Cain here. And for those who don't know, I am a sworn law enforcement officer as well as being a filmmaker. I felt it was important to join with our first responders to help secure the safety of all Americans, not just talk about it. So I joined up. And here's your opportunity to join ICE.
So that's super awesome. Obviously, Democrats are freaking out about this, and this comes actually as the Department of Homeland Security put out a notice saying that they are trying to recruit ICE in a massive way. They're offering a $50,000 sign-on bonus so that they can get 10,000 new officers. And since they put out that notice, they have received 78,000 applicants, which is crazy. There's a huge number of people. Just this year, the Border Patrol has seen a 44% increase in applications, and then every branch of the military, with Pete Hegseth actually being a real man, is seeing a massive increase in applicants as well, which is fantastic news. Meanwhile, Democrats are trying their best to get the propaganda out there because they know how popular Trump's policy is right now on immigration. He is up pretty much every single poll, and so they're trying to combat that good news. There is this viral video of this lady. Her name is Sandra Sepulveda. She's Nashville's Metro Council president, whatever that means. And she's saying that ICE just rounds up any brown person they see and deports them. It's ridiculous. Take a look.
Because if it was about picking up criminals, then you wouldn't be picking up mothers, children, even U.S. citizens for just being brown. Because if it was about patriotism, you wouldn't beat the father of three Marines. Because if it was about the Constitution, you wouldn't be hiding who you are while you beat people, put people in camps, arrest judges, threaten to imprison electeds just based on how they vote.
So I actually think that these lies are really damaging to the country in a few ways. Obviously, the biggest is it endangers law enforcement that's trying to do their job. You've got people who maybe are well-meaning citizens, but they're buying into this propaganda and they're going out and assaulting ICE agents. It happens all the time right now. They're also going out and doxing them and talking about, you know, who they are, who their families are. And so people are showing up to their houses, which is just completely unacceptable. And then the other big problem, I think, is that it polarizes Americans. If you want to know why America is more polarized now than ever, it is because of propaganda like that, things that are just not true. If you look at where the illegal immigration is coming from, it turns out that it is coming from countries where mostly brown people live, because as it turns out, most of the world is brown people. There's actually most countries in the world are not looking, they don't look like Europeans. That's just the honest truth. And Europeans don't come illegally to the United States as much anyway, because we have open visas with them and they don't tend to overstay those visas, or they stay in their first world countries. But as it turns out, if you just look at the numbers, most third world countries are brown people. So again, it's not that we're trying to just round up every single brown person we see. It's just that most illegal immigrants aren't Europeans. That's just a fact. These are the actual numbers. Right here, the largest amount of deportations, this is just this year, by the way, since Trump took office in January. Mexico is understandably the highest with 55,000 plus. These are ballparks. Underneath that is Honduras, Guatemala, and Venezuela, and Nicaragua. And that's 39,000, 37,000, 17,000, and 16,000 respectively. So if you add all that up, that's about 150,000 people that are Latinos. But those are not the only numbers. We had about 1,700 people who were deported from, they deported back to India. And this was in February of this year. And then Uzbekistan, we've had about 100 people. This was in late April that were sent back. There were a lot of Uzbekistani terrorists that actually came across our border. And the Homeland Security and ICE was able to actually apprehend those people and send them back. And then we have about, they estimate 2,000 to 4,000 people from Africa that we have deported. And they don't really, again, by the way, this is not about race. None of those numbers were about race. Those were simply nationality. So these could have been white Mexicans. Yes, there are white Mexicans, a lot of them actually. White people from Uzbekistan, white people from Africa. They have no list for race because at the end of the day, it does not matter. That's not the job of ICE. And clearly, this is true. Clearly, they don't care if they're brown. What they care about is, did they enter the country illegally? If they did, they get sent back. So there's many different nationalities. Democrats know that, of course. They're just trying to stoke the outrage so they don't lose potential voters because they want to, down the line, grant amnesty to them once they're in control of the White House or Congress. And Elise Ortiz, she's an Arizona state senator, has actually gone so far right now in this propaganda movement to dox ICE agents in Arizona. This is what her Instagram looks like. What you can see, it says alert, if you're just listening, it says alert, ICE activity near Southwest Elementary, cross streets, and then gives the streets at what time ICE is present. So not only is she a U.S. citizen, but she is a U.S. public servant actively trying to put ICE in danger, which is borderline treasonous, in my opinion. I mean, that is not okay to put law enforcement in danger just because of your political differences with it. Despite all that, and by the way, those are people in her district that she represents who are members of ICE. So she's actively putting her own constituents in harm's way just because of her political ideology, which is just not okay. Despite all the pushback from Democrats on Trump's immigration policy, it's been wildly successful, huge. Just today, they put out this tweet talking about all the things that have resulted from his policy. It's astounding. It's great. I'll show you right here. It says, this is just a list of the things that have happened. It says, located and rescued more than 13,000 migrant children lost by the Biden administration. And that's huge. By the way, those aren't U.S. citizens necessarily. And so for all that talk of Republicans just hate Mexicans, Republicans just hate, and they're xenophobic, they hate everybody else. The Biden administration lost hundreds and thousands of kids because they opened the borders. That is a fact. And they just let anybody could come to the border, throw a kid across and say, and to the, because of Biden's actual policy, they could say this to the Border Patrol, and that it wasn't the Border Patrol's fault. This is the policy that they were having to do under Biden. They could say, oh yeah, that guy right there, that's a relative of the kid. There was no checking that. There was no seeing if that were true. And because of that, kids were probably trafficked, and it's horrible. Fortunately, this first thing on the list, they've rescued more than 13,000 migrant children. Under that, it says ICE arrested over 200 illegal alien child sex offenders in the Houston area, set a new record for criminal prosecutions. Border numbers plummeted to a record low. We've talked about in the past, they've had literally zero people let in through actual ports of entry. It says ICE arrested nearly 150,000 people since January, achieved zero releases into the U.S., opened multiple new detention centers, signed an executive order to restore order to American cities and remove vagrant individuals. More than 600 suspected and known terrorists have been removed, many of those Uzbekistanis that we were talking about. The Department of Education terminated free tuition for illegal aliens. How is that a thing? I don't know how they were getting Pell Grants. It's ridiculous. And then the U.S. is on track for the lowest murder rate, which makes sense because it turns out that you actually have to assimilate immigrants. I'm pro-immigration. I think we should have immigrants. Right now we have about 1 million coming a year. I'd be fine with expanding that. I frankly disagree with a lot of Republicans on that. I could expand it to 2 million. I'd be just fine. But no, you don't get to have 11 million illegal immigrants come over the border in the course of 4 years under the Biden administration. That's crazy. You need to assimilate people. When you don't assimilate people, you have murder. If you want to vet really solid people to come into your country, I'm cool with that because that's actual assimilation. And I think that number could even be higher than we have right now. But it doesn't get to be illegal because you can't assimilate people that way. It's because of these results at the end of the day that the Trump administration immigration policy always polls well. That's fantastic. I think it's going to continue to poll well into the midterms where it will give Republicans a huge boost. The progressive left is a cult, guys. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. I talk about some crazy stories that I frankly can't talk about on YouTube because big tech likes to censor me at times, but it's all there in the book. It's on Amazon right now. Go check it out. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this episode. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.